I'm at the laundromat. What a tragically loud fucking car's going by in the corner. A plane just went by. Someone's backing up. But there's the Zelda coffee here. It's an extra 10 yen, 110 instead of 100 like the other machine. But you can get it hot here, hot or cold. So let's try the hot Zelda coffee. So warm. I'm pressing it against my cheek. Oh, feels so good. All right, let's try this. It's just so good. I don't know why. It's weird because, yeah, like I've said a few times on this here podcast, Boss coffee is not the best. It's a little sucky. But the Zelda coffee is so good. I mean, it's cool that the branded coffee with the really cool looking can is good coffee. Oh shit, there's different stuff. I'm pretty sure, I guess I haven't distinctly checked, but I've bought this coffee many times and I'm pretty sure it was always, I guess it makes sense that there'd be different. It's the lady from the desert who's smaller than everyone else but is still their queen. I don't know a ton about Zelda lore. What are they called? The Gerudo. I think Ganondorf is one of those, or was one. It was her on the cans, and I never really thought about it. Like, I don't know why they're focusing so much on this chick whose name I don't remember. But this one, man, it tastes so good. Yeah, it's better hot than it is cold. This one's got Link, which makes a lot of sense. Delicious. So today is a nice laundromat travel day, but there's no point in me yammering about it now because it's too fucking loud here. I'll wait till I get to my nice quiet walk, my final nice quiet walk from this Airbnb to Kita Hachioji. I always find that name a little hard to say. Hachi. Hachioji. The ch and the j, very similar. Hachioji. Hot Zelda coffee. It's good shit. All right, my last little walk to Kita Hachioji Station. Man, it's a travel day, the heaviest my book bag ever gets, and it's really not that bad. It just adds up, you know? Like, it's kind of impressive that everything I own is actually this light, but eventually it'll get to me, it'll wear me down. But today, I think, is mostly sitting on a train. I probably shouldn't get another Zelda coffee as I go by. Because I think I got like a 2-hour train ride. But yeah, this is kind of handy that I learned there's a train from Hachioji Station. The Yokohama line, directly to Yokohama. $11, about 2 hours. Nice. What time is it now? It's about 12:30. I'm kind of taking my time, stopped to do some laundry, because I can't check into the new Airbnb till 4 o'clock, so theoretically I'll get there kind of early. I'm not going directly to whatever station it takes me to. I'm supposed to go another couple stops. But at that point, I'll probably be tired of sitting, so I'm going to walk, soak it in a little. And yeah, this is just one of those days where, you know, I like doing laundry. I like the little enforced downtime. I went across the street to 7-Eleven, got a little breakfast, lunch, brunch, whatever. Did a teeny touch of writing. Just a little, but every little bit counts. You know, yeah, just hanging out at the laundromat, trying out hot Zelda coffee. Then heading to the station, taking a train ride. The weird thing is, this is like a pretty casual day, and it's fun to take a journey across town, a big 2-hour train ride, and to not have to go back, to just be forging forward is nice. It makes me think next time I come to Japan, maybe I should try to just forge a path. I've been talking about going north, but we did have a couple really cold days recently where I'm like, oh, this is what winter would actually be like. Is this really what I want to do? Standing on a train platform with 2 layers of gloves on and my hands are still cold? Maybe not. maybe going like across Japan to Fukuoka would be a better plan. But despite the fact that this is just kind of a pretty casual, kind of fun day, it is annoying how difficult it can be to communicate with your subconscious. Because I just had a hard time falling asleep because I was anxious. I could just feel my little heart beating. And I mean, I remember this like as far back as like my first ever job when I was in high school was I worked at a comic shop. And it was the easiest job I ever had, just hanging out with my friends selling comic books, no problem. But the night before I had to go in, it would always be anxious and anxiety and hard to sleep. And it's like, dude, all these years later, that hasn't stopped. And I'm like trying to tell myself, like, dude, there's no problems tomorrow. Like, why are you anxious? Yeah, it's technically a train I've never taken before to a neighborhood I've never been to. Got to go to some building and get a key to a place. Like, that's all. But it's like your subconscious doesn't care. It's just nervous about a new thing. So I just had to do the countdown from 100, deliberately take a deep breath, count down to 100. And I mean, I only had to count to like 86 before I fell asleep. But I still kept waking up, just didn't sleep properly. Which I know, story as old as time, same old, but it's so annoying because it's like, dude, subconscious, what do you think you're helping me with here? This day would go better if you just went to sleep, man. What the hell? What is the point of this stupid, pointless anxiety? Annoying. Anyway, now that I'm up and moving, it's fine. Just laying in bed. The mysteries of how, I don't know, it's just like our stupid bodies and brains. They just aren't designed for this world of taking a fancy pants piece of tech to travel across the city or even just to be in a different country. All of this stuff is just stuff that never would have happened. And it's so not a big deal. It's so much not a big deal that yesterday when I got turned around and lost and came out of a fucking hiking path at a random construction site, Hideki from the construction site gave me a ride to the station. Like, everything is so not a problem around here. But my subconscious brain doesn't seem to understand that. Annoying. But yeah, it's interesting too to plant seeds for whenever I do come back to Japan, who knows when. This is so, it's such a, where I was saying out in West Tokyo, it would be great to know somebody who could help me level up my hiking, because I kind of reached the limits of what I can do on my own. And the guy at this Airbnb is certainly that. He even said, hey, next time you come to Japan, if you got the right equipment and stuff, you could come hiking with me. I got, you know, here's what I've been up to. So I was saying the other day how he went up to the mountains. He had to get his winter-rated thermal sleeping bag from my closet. And that was a day that it was especially cold, even down here on the ground. So yeah, he sent me the pictures. He's like, yeah, here's how that went. He went, he said, 3,000 meters, which I don't know what mountain he was on. I don't know, it's interesting. I should look that up. Like, what are the other tall mountains in Japan? How many are there that are about that high? Anyway, he said that's the highest he went up. But they slept at about 2,000 meters. And it was minus 18 degrees Celsius. That is seriously fucking cold. And there was snow everywhere. And it's like, dude, man. Yeah, that is way beyond what I'm ready to do. What the fuck? But it's really cool to have that in the back pocket of like, yeah, that could be a thing. I mean, if I do want to do some real hiking next time I'm in Japan, I got a hookup. I know a guy now. But it's so far beyond. I'm just like, what the fuck? It looked like Canada, but Canada at its like craziest. It was so much snow. Minus 18, that's really cold. Whew, yeah, this book bag, man, is wearing me out. Maybe I should switch it over to old wheelie mode, wheel it around. Plus, I'm just rambling about nothing anyway, as always, so fuck it. Time to head to the station, sit on a Yokohama train, and then sit and sit and sit and sit and sit and sit. There is like an express, but again, I got all afternoon, so I don't know. It's hard to figure out sometimes express trains and stuff. I think I'll just take whatever. Express, local, I don't care. I don't care how long I'm sitting on that train, it's fine. Just the fact that there is one and I don't have to go through Shinjuku or Shibuya, awesome. If I can have one travel wish in Japan, it's to never have to go through Shibuya or Shinjuku. And it looks like I'm probably gonna more or less pull that off. I'm sure I'll go back up to Oji and Ikebukuro at some point. Can I get up there without having to go through those stations? Maybe. I'm certainly going to try. Well, that was not as bad of a journey as I thought. The express was really easy to figure out. It really is just every smaller station, I guess, I don't have a problem. I got like PTSD from the super giant ones where I can't figure out anything. And that's not an exaggeration. I just can't figure out fucking anything. Where all the other stations, I'm all good. So it was a little less than an hour to get here, not the 2 hours of the local. And it was a little less money too, because I guess the $11 was if I went, I could transfer again and go like even a little further. I'm about 2 kilometers away from my Airbnb, but I've got an hour and a half till I can check in. So it's like, yeah, this is fine. Just take a little walk. And it does make me think like, oh, it seems like I guess I could go back to West Tokyo. It's not that hard to get to this station. It's not that far to get there, yada, yada. But then sitting on the train, it's like, oh, I guess this is actually a pretty long time. And you're sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting. I could go back, but I mean, at this point, this is the clinging on to Japan with my fingertips end of the journey. I should probably just be looking forward, you know? I mean, you never know. Maybe I'll go back to West Tokyo once more before I leave, but maybe I should just have those fond memories of how fun Ome Station was and basically sliding down the side of a fucking mountain because I keep going the wrong way. And I'm glad I did laundry today, too. I didn't realize the back of my jacket was filthy from my pathetic attempts to get off the mountain yesterday. Crab walking my way down. It is neat, too, being in a new place. Like, I just remember Chiba Station feeling a little different. I'm not at Yokohama Station. I'm at Sakuragicho. It's the next one. And just little stuff. The urinals are all tiny. They all stop at chest height. And I think I saw a squat toilet in there, now that I think about it, which is pretty fucking weird at a major station. Like, this is a pretty big station. It's like, all right. And I just walked outside. It's 2:30. There's a Ferris wheel in the distance. Only moving very slowly. Maybe it's not going. With my fear of heights, of course, I have never and will never do such a thing. Oh, Yokohama free Wi-Fi, eh? We'll see. We'll see about that. So I think my general plan for this neighborhood, I'm not actually that far south from my Skytree adjacent Airbnb. The closest I got was, I guess, that like the Gundam statue's not that far from here. So I'm still in that vicinity. So I assume this part of the waterfront is going to be like that, all just kind of, not really waterfront, just all kinds of weird fucked up shit. So I think that's kind of my general plan while I'm down here, is just how far do I have to go before the seaside becomes the actual seaside? Oh my god, and the Wi-Fi actually works. Amazing. So far so good, Yokohama. So this is pretty cool. I was just stopped in a Family Mart because I was starving to death, and they have a whole array of strawberry stuff all of a sudden that came out of nowhere. Got a strawberry crepe. Delicious. But I was standing outside that Family Mart, chowing down on all my stuff, and I was thinking how this does feel a bit similar to when I came in from Fukuoka. That switch of being on the outskirts and hiking up mountains all day to suddenly being back in the city. The initial shift always is cool, you know, it feels really neat because it's just such a different place, such a different area. So this feels similar where I was in West Tokyo, hiking up mountains and shit, and now I'm in big time middle of the city type feeling. And, you know, in a longer timeline, I tend to try to escape places like this, see if I can get out of them. But at first, I'm like, yeah, this is good. It feels good. Just a change of venue feels good. That's where I do think if I do just keep moving across the country, that would be really cool. Oh, yeah, and I also figured I should pull up my Airbnb thing if I could, just because usually the Airbnb people know what's going on when you have to go meet with somebody, but occasionally they're surprisingly befuddled and it helps to show them the listing of like, hey, see, yeah, this is me. And that Yokohama free Wi-Fi also worked. way down the street at the Family Mart. It wasn't just for the subway, it's for the area. It's like, touristy in a good way. Nice and convenient. Just Wi-Fi around that you can actually connect to. Like, definitely not a common thing. And then I came to the waterfront, and again, touristy in a good way. This is kind of what I was hoping the waterfront would be like when I was north of here. More sort of where Disneyland is, that sort of area. Where up there is just industrial as fuck. Everything is crazy. Where here, there's still a lot of buildings and stuff, and some industrial concerns, but there's walkways, there's people walking around. It's gonna look so good at nighttime. It's gonna be fucking beautiful. It kind of reminds me of old Montreal in a weird way, Vieux Montréal. There's these big brick buildings that are very Quebec feeling, and just the water and the bridges. I mean, this is 10 times bigger, 20 times bigger, but it weirdly has that kind of feeling. And yeah, it just feels nice. It's very port feeling, you know? There's boats everywhere and bridges and little canals and waterfront and a lot of tourists walking around, you know? I think this is gonna be neat, man. I think I'm gonna dig exploring this. I'm still gonna try to get to the real coastline. I mean, I'll probably still spend most of my time not in this actual central Yokohama area, but it's pretty good. It feels real good, man. First impression, two thumbs up. I just like being near the water too. I mean, because I grew up on a great big ass river, and in Toronto, I'd always try to go down to Lake Ontario. Like, the beaches neighborhood is probably my favorite neighborhood there. And then just Vancouver, it's such a bonus that the water's right there all the time. It just feels good to be next to water. It feels natural. The breeze in the air, it's just looking out over a big open space. Where here, I'm just looking into the bay, so all I see across the water is a bunch more buildings and stuff, but it's still just a good feeling. It feels neat. It just feels open, you know? Feels nice and, there's no better word than that. It feels open. Though on the toilet report, I think that squat toilet at the station, I was quite surprised to see that at a subway station, but it does seem like that's the vibe around here, because, wherever I am now, I don't know, I'm still within view of that Ferris wheel. I haven't gone very far. Oh, the Yokohama Red Brick Warehouse is the big brick building I was saying feels Montreal-y. I guess I'm at Zounohana Park, Zounohana Park. There's something near here called the Gundam Factory Yokohama. Maybe it's just a Gundam store, actually, I'm not sure. But anyway, there is the washroom here has a squat toilet, and I was like, I should just mosey on, find something else. But on the other hand, it's like, I would kind of rather just use the washroom, though. So, I don't know. Whatever, squat toilets, just accept it. It's not that big a deal. I mean, it's very free. None of the other tourists want to use this goddamn thing, so those are my first impressions of Yokohama. I like it. It feels good. Squat toilets everywhere, though. All right, I made it to the Airbnb, and it is quiet as a tomb in here, and there were no other shoes at the entrance. So could this be the mythical, I have a whole building to myself? I mean, probably not, and it is a Wednesday. I'm sure on the weekend things will change, but for now it seems that way. And if not, then I'm embarrassingly talking to myself. But man, yeah, so I always develop in my mind I wonder what this is going to be like, and I just sort of assume something, you know, just for the sake of human beings being able to function, you know, it's like, got to make some assumptions. Like, I just remember in my mind, I was like, just based, I guess, on the few little pictures and stuff from Airbnb, it's like, I think this is what the Chiba place is going to be like, and I think this is what the West Tokyo place is going to be like. And the Yokohama place so far is way better. Because I guess I was just filling in the blank, like AI generation on Photoshop. Just fill in the blanks, please, with generic Japanese stuff. And I didn't expect Yokohama to feel so different. So not only that waterfront stuff, but then I walked through a beautiful Chinatown, which Chinatowns tend to be, you know, based on the other Chinatowns I've been in New York and Vancouver and Montreal and stuff. They're always just messier. They just are. And it's not so much the case here. It's still the Japanese version. Although there was a washroom I stopped in that did have some beer cans and fucking crap in it, but it wasn't so different from Ikebukuro or something. But really beautiful. There's like this just, oh, I'll go back to it later, but just as I was walking through, just this big, amazing, just Chinese temple-looking thing that is like fucking sweet. And then I crossed a little canal and I went through this place that felt mega European. Like it felt like the really fancy shopping area near Central Station in Amsterdam, where I bought a fucking 100 euro pair of jeans once like an idiot because I needed jeans because I only had one pair of jeans. And then I sat in a puddle of pee and I didn't know where to go to buy affordable clothing in Amsterdam. So I went to the tourist trap area and I spent 100 euros, which is like so much money. I mean, they were pretty high quality jeans, but what the fuck? Anyway, it feels like that. It's super fancy, super nice. One of those things where, like, with GeoGuessr, I think if you got dropped in Japan, you generally would not have a very hard time guessing you were in Japan. But in this neighborhood, you'd have to really squint, like, oh, there's a Tully's, and there's a this, and there's a that. But it doesn't necessarily feel like Japan at all. And it had this fucking, so ostentatious, like an outdoor chandelier at the entrance of this fucking street. I guess just feel fancy, you know, fucking spend your money. Then I got to the little cafe where I had to sign in, which I really didn't. I mean, it's just a code. They could have just given me a code. They just made me fill out paperwork with all the same info I already sent them on Airbnb of, you know, your dates of travel, your passport, and your fucking address, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought I had the address to this place on Google Maps, but it turns out both addresses I had were just that one place. So they gave me a map, like a little cartoon map. And it was only like 3 or 4 blocks away, but I legitimately felt like I was reading a book I would have read in elementary school or something with like a fun little map in it. I'm like following this cartoon map like I'm reading a Curious George book or some shit. And I messed it up somehow. Somehow I got one street too far over and I couldn't find the place. And luckily I just circled the block and I found the place. But I was like, oh no, I failed the children's map. What the heck? This is going to be bad. But luckily it all worked out. One thing I don't get though, the front door code and the code to my room are the same. I just put my room number in front of the code. So does each person, it must be that each room has a different code and all of those codes work on the front door. Because otherwise, we would all have the same door code just with the number at the front, the door number being different. Like it'd be the easiest thing to crack in the world. So yeah, I assume it's not that way. But then the place is really nice, this really nice fancy pants building in this fancy pants neighborhood. And the room is small, but actually I was afraid it would be even smaller than this. I guess the vibe I got from the Airbnb listing was that this was going to be a lot swarthier. I don't know. With this little tiny room, and I just felt like this was going to be one of those. Like, there was a place I looked at in Tokyo that I didn't stay, but I almost did because it was $18 a night. And just as an experiment, like, what happens for that cheap? But the reviews were insane, where they were like, not only is it loud and people snoring, but there's curtain dividers between people, which is kind of expected for a place that cheap, between the beds. But there's also a kitchen area, and it's only a curtain dividing that. So you can hear people at 3 a.m. cooking up food, and just the smell of cooking meat and stuff emanates through the whole place. I was like, what the hell? Like, it'd be a bonus if that place didn't even have a fucking kitchen. That's insane, so I did not book that. But I guess since this place is, like, really cheap, $21, $22 a day or something, I thought, I don't know, that's the idea I had in my head, that this place was really gonna kind of suck. And one of the Airbnb messages they sent me was, like, one of these weird self-deprecating, the same way the guy from Chiba was like, I don't even know why you're coming to Chiba, there's nothing here. Where I can't tell if it's cultural self-deprecation or if it's like them legitimately, if they really think this. Then when I booked it for 2 weeks, they were like, I don't know if I'd stay for 2 weeks. It's very small. Maybe you should look for something else. And it's like, you're sending me that message after the booking went through. What are you talking about? But one of the reviews said that they stayed here for 22 days and they loved it. So I was like, I'm sure it's fine. And again, I just want a small room. I don't need anything fancy. And it's actually not that small. I mean, actually, the bed is a little too small for my legs, but the room's not. I was, like, afraid, is this room going to be too small for my legs? But no, I feel like this is fine. This is a perfectly normal room for me, because all I want is a room. This is what I've been looking for, is give me a cheap place because it doesn't have anything fancy. And this even has, it's got a TV. They've all got TVs. It's got a little fridge, which actually the fridge, I'll take the fridge. That's handy. But yeah, this is great, man. I guess all it'll come down to is if I get, just because all the walls in Japan are so famously small, if a snoring guy fucking checks in somewhere, then everything goes to shit. But that's up to fate, man. And maybe it won't happen. But yeah, so far this is really fucking sweet. I don't know, I was really kind of down on, I guess, this last leg because I like West Tokyo so much and I like the nature and the hiking and the blah, blah, blahs. And because being near the bay north of here was so fucking lame, it was really bad. But here, being by the bay is awesome. There's a cool Chinatown, there's just fancy pants shit, and then you still get the craziness of Japan. Right next to here is a mountain out of hell. There's like a park next to here that is like fucking four stories in the air, just out of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck? So, I mean, I'm here for a while. The last 2 weeks of my time in Japan, that's a while, but I was kind of writing this off in my brain of like, ah, well, whatever. I had plenty of fun on this trip. I did plenty of stuff. It's okay if the Yokohama part is just lame. But so far, this is great. I fucking love this, actually. This is a great place, a great neighborhood. Just, I'm fucking sweet. And I'm still going to try to head down south to the various waterfront areas and see what I can find down there. Bing, bang, boom, man. 10 thumbs up. All right. Whew, nice. I mean, even just that I was so sluggish today and just feeling so tired and just like, ooh, ooh. And now that I'm here, I feel fucking vimmed up, full of energy. That's a good sign, man. So I laid down in my little Airbnb and I was like, hey, you know, maybe I'll just fall asleep early today. Get started whip fucking crack early tomorrow. But of course not, because after a little tiny nap, my brain was like, hey, asshole. Hey, even though I was all anxious yesterday for no reason, it kept you up all late. No time for sleeping. You've had a nap. You're good now, right? You're all set. I was like, yeah, all right. Fine. And I was hungry too. So I got to go out at night and see some Yokohama. And man, yeah, just immediately, holy damn, man. I guess because I've been here this long, you know, there is a part of me that's like, yeah, you know, got my fill. It's all right. Japan's not that big a deal. I'll come back whenever, you know. It's all good. But just stepping out of this place, which, yeah, it looks like there's, I think just three rooms. It's like the top floor of, I don't even know what the other bottom floor of the building is. But yeah, I'm the only one there right now, so that's cool. And just stepping out into these little alleyways, it just feels so cool because every neighborhood does feel a little different. I mean, it's definitely Japan because there's a drink machine right outside the door and then another one across the fucking way. And the one outside my door, it's only 100 yen, but in this case, it's actually 110. They had to pump it up a little. But there's kind of nothing, there's nothing interesting in it, unfortunately. But it's a good deal, and it's right there. That could be handy. But just stepping out of there and just walking down the alleyway, it's just like, this just fucking is so cool. Fucking shit. Like, everywhere I go in Japan is so cool. And I was thinking, like, I mean, I guess between 2019 and now, two 90-day visits, like, I've been here almost 6 months total. I'll be here 6 months by the end of this trip, which I think that's long enough, right? To live in a place for 6 months, I think that gives me enough experience to be able to confidently say that everywhere I go is so fucking cool, you know? Like, maybe if I was only in Japan for 2 weeks and I just said, like, God damn it, everywhere I went was so fucking cool. But I think after 6 months, when every fucking place you go is so fucking cool, then everything is fucking cool, man. I'm putting my stamp on it. What a cool fucking place. Man. So speaking of, I'm in the little quiet alleyways, and then it gives way to the canal that I passed earlier, but I'm just like noticing. Somehow I just didn't really pay attention to the fact that there's a huge overpass over top of that canal, which is, I mean, the overpass is, I guess it's, that's exactly the kind of thing that will get old after a while. But it's just a cool view at first. It's like, this big thing overhead. And I didn't hear it at all in the alleyways and stuff. Like, it's just this sudden shift from super quiet little residential alleyways that have no through traffic at all because there's one of these crazy parks behind me that just is juts straight up in the air, to just boom, the canal and the lights and the overpass, and it's like, whoa! And then I walked past the fancy shopping street, but I didn't walk down it at night, but you know, I'll get there. And I also walked around Chinatown. I didn't see it either because I was, I don't know, I just had it in my mind that I wanted to go to Lawson's. So I had to walk a specific way to get to a Lawson's. So I went by like the Yokohama Stadium or something. So that was, you know, pretty nondescript, a bit normal. But then I got to the waterfront, and apparently this Gundam thing, it's not just a store. How there's the big Gundam statue in Odaiba that I saw. This one is even bigger, and it moves sometimes. And I think you gotta buy a ticket to go in. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how close you can get for free. Walking by at night, I couldn't really see it that well. It's in the distance. That would have been a neat thing, though, if I had not noticed it on Google Maps at all, and just peering in, out into the bay and be like, is that a fucking robot? It seems unlikely that I'll go see it. I saw one big robot. Do I really need to see the bigger robot? But anyway, apparently it's really cool. And just the walk along the bay, super nice. The big bridge that I saw from the other Gundam is near here. Which, speaking of, first off, having two hoods was very handy because it's a lot windier around here since we're water adjacent. But I walked to this, it took me a little bit to get up here because it's, you can't just go up from anywhere because this is one of these parks that is just like a giant hill jutting out of nowhere. It's called Harbor View Park. Apparently there's Harbor View Park Observatory near here. I don't know what that is. I'm not quite there. I'm a little east of there. I'm by the Osaragi Jiro Memorial Museum. But I mean, this park, it's not exactly big. It's like, whatever. You can find whatever there is to see in this park real easily once you're here. But man, I mean, even though this is my first night in Yokohama and I haven't exactly explored a lot, if you're in Yokohama, you gotta fucking come here. For fucking sure. Harbor View Park, man. Because the view from here, speaking of that bridge, so I'm just at this little observation deck, which apparently there's another one around here that maybe is even higher up, but from here, the layers of stuff, it boggles the mind. It's like more than I can absorb what I'm fucking seeing. Dang, a romantic couple showed up right as I'm trying to talk. All right, so I'm actually going to leave the view because I'll let these lovebirds fucking soak it in. But there's like a drop-off right at the edge of the park and then an apartment building right there. So you're looking out over the apartment building, but you do kind of see some of the windows and stuff. There's a little 7-Eleven down in the corner, so that's like the Where's Waldo, the Where's Wally, the secret thing in the view. Then you can see the expressway going by. And all the cars going by on the expressway? Okay, here we go. I'm just moving a little bit. And there's just another extremely comparable view. This one doesn't have, or does it? No, okay, I was gonna say, is there a different convenience store from this view? This one doesn't have a convenience store. But there's these apartment buildings. Right behind them is an overpass, so you can see cars going by on the overpass. And then behind that is the bay and whatever's going on in the bay. And then that big, massive bridge. What is that bridge called? You'll never guess. It's called the Yokohama Bay Bridge. And apparently, Yokohama Bay Bridge Skywalk. You can walk across that thing? That would scare the shit out of me. This bridge is fucking huge, man. It is giant. I would not be caught dead fucking going across that shit. In a car, it would probably be freaky. And yeah, just seeing all these little lights going across the bridge in both ways, and little lights going across the overpass closer in front, and all the static lights of the apartments in the front of the front, and then trees and bushes, and then a railing, and then me. And it's like, what the hell? And as you look out on the different sides, you can see just so much fucking shit. Like, what the hell is that over there? I don't even know. Just lights. It's just lights. Like a sea of fucking lights, but in these different layers that just go back farther and farther. And then, like, to the left of the bridge are just towers that are blinking, presumably so fucking airplanes won't fly into them, but that looks cool as hell too. And there's something that... No, it can't be. It looks a little Tokyo Tower-y, but I don't think so. I think it's just... I don't know, but there's a bunch of towers and a bunch of buildings, and it's just like... It's so fucking cool. This is definitely worth coming to look at. Because, yeah, it's just like... I just kind of, you know, like a lot of times when I'm doing stuff in Japan, I get to the site, quote unquote, and I just, you know, I look at it for a second and then I just waddle away because, you know, I just rather keep moving. I just stared at this thing for several minutes, dumbfounded, before I was finally like, all right, I'm going to pull out the recorder. I got to talk about this shit. Like, I was just going to let all this go and maybe talk about it next episode. Like, oh, I walked around at night. But it's just like mind-boggling. It's so fucking cool. I mean, I guess the bridges in New York are pretty comparable. There's that big bridge. I stayed once with some old friends of mine from a previous life that lived in Astoria. And there's a big bridge from Astoria that goes into Manhattan. It's not this fucking big, though. I don't know. I always say, though, yeah, New York, I guess I've seen some views that are similar. But yeah, this is really fucking cool, man. It's just like, what the heck? It's just like you're just trying to just absorb it. Just trying to calculate all the stuff you're seeing and the sheer number of people you're seeing go by. And it's just impossible. It just shuts down the brain. It's just like, don't even try, man. Just enjoy the pretty colors, man. Enjoy the pretty lights. That shit is wonderful. It takes a terrible picture, though, with my... phone anyway. My phone is not up to the fucking task. This is just too much. Yeah, it's just a light blob. For the episode image, I'll stick with Chinatown, because yeah, not only does it just appear flat on the picture, but it's just too much. It's weird because it's nighttime, but it's too much light. It's just like, wow, it just sort of you know, with my little phone that doesn't really have a lot of settings and stuff. I'm sure if you had a proper camera, you could do some great shit here, but it just gets washed out. It's just a... Because it's just a sea of lights. It's actually, I mean, it's stretching my glasses a little bit. I think this is a little blurrier than it's supposed to be because I'm looking so fucking far in the distance at this fucking bridge and all this shit in the front. Man, it's like... What are that stuff called? Like a viewfinder? That old toy that you'd hold up to your eyes and you'd get like a little 3D image? It's fucking sweet. I could just ramble on and on forever, but... Already, just night one, randomly wandering around, I found one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen. So I thought I would report. Harbor View Park, Yokohama. Dogs and cats living together. It's fucking really sweet. So, okay, I hope to have you join me next episode for more Yokohama adventures. Thank you for listening. Adios.